As Tesla shares trade, does the S&P 500 follow? Our chief equity strategist and economist, John Blank, seems to think so, and he's here with us now. First of all, John, you say Tesla, the company, and Tesla's inflated share price are interwoven. How so?
Well, we can see that right here, Terry. I have our exact snapshot report, and projected earnings growth for the next 12 months is 68%. The forward price earnings ratio is 62. So what you see here is the price earnings ratio is basically almost one for one for the earnings growth. So basically, as long as you're going to get 65% earnings growth next year, you'll get a 65 PE out of Tesla. Now, if you don't, if you get a 30% earnings growth, those shares can halve.
So then does the market regard Tesla as more than just an automaker anymore and more than just a leader in the EV market?
I don't think so. I think actually Tesla is still in its growth phase, where the EV market leadership is the driver of that growth and the only driver of that growth. The solar modeling and the other products that are going to come from Tesla have yet to show up.
With its large market cap, how much of the S&P 500 does Tesla account for?
Well, this is interesting, Terry. I've got the market cap at $734 billion. So it's no longer a trillion-dollar market cap company. But if you think about a $700 billion market cap company, it's still quite substantial. So I don't know exactly how big it is, but it's certainly one of the more major components.
You've written that Tesla is the canary in the coal mine for the S&P 500 index price. What does that mean for stock investors?
Well, let's just take a look at the high when it got put in here. I look at this chart, and it was November, and it was kind of a 1200 price, and I got $700 here. So you've got a knockdown that tracks very closely to the NASDAQ and the S&P 500, but the NASDAQ mostly. The other thing to keep in mind here, we go down on a market beta of the Tesla shares is 2.1, so it's going to go twice what the market does. So the canary in the coal mine element is it's going to move faster, but along with the major indices, because it's part of it's because it's in the indices, part of it's because it's such a bellwether and so cuddly covered, and part of it's because of that high beta too.
So has it become a bellwether for the market and the economy?
I think it has, Terry. I think it really has. And it will remain to be seen if that holds up as the competition builds. That is still remaining to be seen. It's not clear to me that the story of Tesla, if you look at it from the earnings perspective, it was missing on earnings a lot in 18 and 19. It was a struggling company from an earnings perspective. They were struggling big time. The pandemic 20 and 21 and the first half of 2022 is when Tesla's shares both got into the S&P 500 and did their explosive growth story. So at this point in time, Tesla shares and Tesla the company have two very different regimes, the pre-COVID struggling regime and the inter-COVID high growth machine. And we may at some point find a third regime when they have true competition and that 67% annual growth rate gets chiseled away, but it hasn't happened yet.
Do investors need to keep a close eye then on Tesla news and its share price in order to gauge where the stock market or the economy may be headed going forward?
I think so, Terry. I mean, another thing we've got to point out from a Zach's perspective, the last EPS surprise was 50%. They beat on earnings by 50%. The last four surprises were 41%. So that is a really strong beat, a high level, beat story. And you get a story out of Tesla, and we just heard him talking about, the new factories, Elon Musk, they were, money sucks, and they were taking billions of dollars down. And they might not have a very strong second quarter. This is not going to be helpful to the stock market. And by the way, the second quarter earnings, when these companies will report, is in July. This particular one will report on July 25th. So we've got a month here before we talk about Tesla specifically, but it's coming.
Widening out a bit to the bigger picture, there's been a lot of tech selling in the market lately. What does that tell you?
Well, this gets back to the high beta shorting play. I mean, once people realized, the Fed was going to jack up rates high, people closed out the high beta stocks, which were typically TEP stocks. And like this is a 2.1 beta stock, so people got out of their high beta names. That's really the story here.
And in addition to what we've already discussed here, you say the central banks globally are also a major market driver. So which of them are the most important to keep an eye on?
Well, the basic truth is that, you know, the Fed still sets the tone for all central banks. The thing that has happened with the Fed lately, and when they jacked up 75 basis points and they'll do another 75 here in another month, is they are now caught up to the world central banks. It was true that the Fed was behind the central banks of the world for 8 months, but this is a bit going to be a reality that's going to end within a month. And then the Fed will begin to set the tone once again for all the central banks.
All right, shifting away from this just a little bit, energy clearly the top sector and stays firmly in the very attractive column for June. And in that group, you're looking at Canadian Natural Resources Limited. Materials and healthcare remain attractive on your radar there. Albemarle and healthcare services, respectively.
Yeah, let's talk Canadian Natural Resources. This is your tar sands play. I got an A for value, an A for growth, an A for momentum, Terry, and a $50 share price. This stock tanked from $70 to about $50 in the last 2 weeks. This is going on. So that's telling you that the global growth story is really getting worrisome, and the oil price, you know, feedback for the next year is looking, you know, the markets are calling the shares of energy companies way over and people are getting out. So that's what we understand is CNQ is cheap for a reason and that you're probably late on that one. The chemical stock I put up, Albemarle, ALB, is a number one rank, but you've got F for value and F for growth. This is a stock that's pretty much range trading at the moment over the last few months, but you know it's a pricey stock. I'm not sure I would like that one. The third one I put out is a locum tenens, temporary healthcare supplier. This is actually the one I like the best because people in this environment are ready to move around, and a lot of nurses and people who are specialized in healthcare are joining this company and getting placed in various parts of the healthcare system.
Once again, our chief equity strategist and economist, John Blank, on Tesla and the market. With John, I'm Terry Ruffalo.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute, an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.